And so I've been doing a series talking about Advent and using it, calling it the greatest gift. Obviously, the greatest gift is Jesus. We've been giving away prizes, or not prizes, I should call them gifts, because a prize is something you win, and that's not what we do with Jesus. We don't have to pay. We don't have to, like a raffle. It's like more like a door prize, that just by coming to church, you're eligible to get a gift. We're going to give one today. We're going to give one Christmas Eve. And we're going to give one Christmas Day. So if that helps you get back to church, so be it. All right? In January, you're just going to have to come because we're just such nice people. So let's review, if you don't mind. And there's no test here or quiz, but if anyone wants to respond, I'm okay with that. So the first week we did, we put candles in the window. That was the tradition. Does anybody recall either like what the tradition came from or what we said was the purpose? I'm more looking for the purpose this time. To welcome people, right? That makes sense. You put a candle in the window. It was dark back in the day when they didn't have electricity. And it just means to welcome people. Then we talked about a door wreath, or putting wreaths out. And we specifically talked about the evergreen, and we talked about the holly and the berries. Does anyone want to comment on what the evergreen and the holly and the berries represent? I know Priscilla can, because she's a good student. The circle of everlasting life, evergreen, and the hollies being the thorns, and then the berries on the hollies being the blood. And so really, once again, a great representation of the greatest gift. Then last week, we talked about going caroling because the choir was here. And does anybody recall, because it went by pretty fast, does anybody recall how it started? How did caroling get started? Yeah, they went wassailing more than caroling. And wassailing didn't have anything to do with singing at the beginning. It just meant going to someone's house during the winter months, checking up on them, taking them soup or a warm drink or a sturdy drink, you know, whatever. But then it turned into, while we're doing that, hey, this is Christmas season, why don't we sing songs too? And so that old song, "Here We Go, A Wassailing," there's a modern version that says, "Here We Go, A Caroling," because for some reason we decided singing was cheaper than taking soup. I don't know, but we've kind of evolved from taking soup to just singing. But I think the point was that when we go caroling, we are encouraging people. And so we wanted you to take that thought, and whether it's soup or hot cider or eggnog or whatever, when you go to people's houses this season, and you should, check up on them, see how they're doing, encourage someone. And Danny, we're just going to skip over the Luke passage of Scripture, okay? But in the Luke passage of Scripture, we know that it was the angels who sang. Actually, do we know that? No, we don't, because the Scripture says they praised God. Doesn't say they did it in singing, but we're going to assume they sang. And then the shepherds heard that, and they went back to their place and told everyone about it, praising God. Did the shepherds sing? I don't know, but we're going to assume they did. And that's where we want to think about caroling, as helping someone and singing and praising God during this season of Christmas time. All right, today, you're wondering, what tradition should we talk about today? Well, if you've noticed, I tried to have a pattern. Did anybody notice that? A relation between the caroler, the choirs that we had here, and we had caroling, right? Anybody notice that? No, you didn't really notice that. Okay, so if we have the kids here today, what would be the obvious tradition? Presents? Gifts? That's going to be on Christmas Day. That's okay. It is kind of, and by the way, Christmas Eve is going to be a nativity. So come Christmas Eve, get a chance at a nativity. Come Christmas Day, I'm not going to tell you what you're going to get, okay? But someone's going to get a nice prize. Gift. Today, I had to choose bells, right? Okay, because we've been doing bells here for several years. You know, you either love it or you love it. Do you know that even though Christmas bells is a significant in our Christmas culture, it's hardly mentioned at all in the Bible. I wish I had time to quiz you, but bells are almost not mentioned in the Bible at all. Okay? Here's an example. Emily, fast forward us to Exodus chapter 28 and verse 35. Aaron, that's the high priest, must wear it when he ministers, and the sound of the bells will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord and when he comes out so that he will not die. This is a rather mysterious verse. We don't know. Historians don't know. Biblical scholars don't know. Like, what was the purpose of the bells? There is a tradition, outside the Bible, there's a tradition that the high priest would, they would tie a rope around his ankle, and if he messed up in some way, didn't do his job right, and didn't do his thing, he might die. And then they would pull him out of the Holy of Holies because not everybody was allowed to go in. It doesn't say that here. It just says the sound of the bells will be heard when he enters. And so that tradition of maybe when the bells stop ringing, he may be dead. Let's pull on the rope. No rope mentioned, but that's a tradition that comes out of different literature. We don't know what the bells actually meant, but we can assume that it had something to do with protection. Okay, I mean, you know, his protection of doing his job right, of being in the presence of God, and when you're in the presence of God, there's always that fear that his holiness compared to ours. People have been struck down before in the Bible for that. So maybe the bells was something to do with protection. Maybe a sign of holiness. Right? Because it was only the high priest that could go in there, and only on occasion, and only for special purposes. So maybe the bells had some kind of sign of holiness. Certainly, I think the bells had something to do with good news, because the priest is performing his job in the presence of God, and as long as the bells are ringing in there, you know something good is happening on behalf of the people. We don't know. It doesn't tell us. So how do I jump from there to Christmas time? Follow me, and it's going to be a stretch. But I'm just telling you, we can do it together. Bells are a cousin to cymbals. And cymbals are mentioned all over the Bible. Throughout the Scripture, cymbals are mentioned. And you could say, and I don't think this is really much of a stretch, that anytime we see the word symbol, we can think of bells, because they're very similar. And you want the symbol, you strike together, you hit it with a mallet. A bell, we think of it having a little ball in it, and you just ring it. So really, they're one and the same. For instance, in Psalm 150, it says this: praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him with his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of a trumpet, and praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with tremble and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals, and praise him with resounding cymbals. If you want to put the word bells in there, I think it's okay to do. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So watch this. Bells have become a significant symbol in our Christmas season. You like that? Pun intended, right? So, anyone? Jingle bells, I'll help you out. Anyone else? What else? Silver bells, anyone else? I heard the bells on Christmas Day, anyone else? Carol the Bells. I couldn't come up with many more. Anybody else? Jingle Bell Rock. Now we're stretching it. No, I'm just anyone else? But they're there. It's in our language. It's in our Christmas time. And if it helps you, you can think that bells are a symbol at Christmas time. Symbols pointing you back to the Bible. How do you like the way I did that? So we're going to give away these bells right here, okay? And then we've got just one closing thing for your enjoyment and for your service this morning. Okay, I need help. You want to help me up front here? Garrison, all you got to do is pick papers out of the cup, okay? There's only two in this one. We're going left and right. It's my left. It's going to be opposite for you. Just pick one out of there. Show it to me. That's left, so that's this side over here. We're doing really well. Will you put that back in there? Because first it was left and it was right, and then okay. So now I need the one that has this one. This is the pew, okay? We can't do one, two, three, four. We can't do like four or five. Here, Garrison. Garrison, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, Garrison, all you got to do is pick one out of here again, okay? I don't care which one. You want to dig in there and just get one? What's that? 10. Can you help me count? I don't want to mess up. I always mess up. Is there anyone in 10? Is that right there? Someone count it for me. I think it's where Brenda is. Is that right? Okay. Okay, stick that back in there. So now, it's 1, 2, 3. If we get over 3, we're going to have to keep drawing until we get 1, 2, or 3. Is that right? Am I right? Oh, well, we already have a winner. Chicken dinner. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Good. All right, sorry. Mary Lou. Okay, so I was right. 1, 2, 3. Okay, pick in there. What does that say? Oh, throw that on the floor.
Seven.
Throw it on the floor. It's fun. Just throw it. Oh, throw it. Come on. Okay, another one. Throw it. That was a 4. You want 1, 2, or 3? You have a preference? 6, throw it. This is fun. 3. All right, so that's from the outside. That's Mary Lou. You want to deliver? You want to deliver for me? You can throw that one too. Okay, can you take this to the person raising her hand back there? Keep going. She's shy, but they're pointing to her. They're pointing to her. You can jingle the bells while you're at it, too, if you want. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So, for your memory, I think that we all should be symbols, bells, right, enjoying and making a joyful noise for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 13 says this, if I speak in tongues of men and angels but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. So there's bells, and then there's bells, right? We are to be bells, loving, joyful, Christ-filled bells, all right? This, I think it was Scott that mentioned that I heard the bells on Christmas Day. I want to close this portion of the service. It's about 8 minutes. And then you'll be dismissed. I think this is a great way to end the service. We'll kill the lights and watch the video. We need volume. We can start it over again.
Sons, fathers, and brothers.
probably heard stories of at Christmas time during the war, each side would stop and actually celebrate together. Somehow Christmas is different. And just as Christmas is different from all the other days, you and I are to be different than the world. There's always going to be conflict, but we are to be like those church bells on Christmas Day to bring peace on earth. Would you stand? Thank you for coming. If you see Laurel and the kids, tell them how good a job they did. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the peace that we can have in our hearts and for the peace that we can bring to those around us by the way we are because of what you've brought to us. Thank you for this season. May we find moments of peace in the stress. And we thank you for this day that we've had to celebrate together. In your name we pray. Amen.